Hello and welcome to Radio Prague. My name is Ian Willoughby. We start the program with the news. The Czech Prime Minister Stanislav Gross has come down with a fever and is unable to attend a European Union summit in Brussels, at which a decision is to be made on whether to allow Turkey to begin accession talks. Deputy Prime Minister for the Economy, Martin Jan, is attending the conference instead of Mr. Gross, but a spokesperson said it was possible the Prime Minister would be well enough to go to Brussels on Friday. A bill to introduce special punishment for the owners of dogs that attack people has been rejected by the lower house. Under the bill, owners could face up to 10 years in prison if their dog killed somebody. There have been several cases of dogs killing and causing serious injury in the Czech Republic in recent years. A Czech appeal court has overturned the earlier acquittal of a Russian rock musician charged with spreading racism and possessing neo-Nazi propaganda. Denis Gerasimov of the skinhead group Kolovrat was arrested at Prague airport in February as he was leaving the Czech Republic. In October, a Prague district court freed the singer, saying his clothes and CDs could not spread racism or neo-Nazism because they were shut in a suitcase. Přemysl Sobotka of the opposition Civic Democrats has, as expected, been elected chairman of the Czech Senate. Mr. Sobotka, who took 55 of the 80 votes cast on Wednesday, will replace Petr Pithart of the Christian Democrats. Přemysl Sobotka is a doctor by profession and has been a member of the Senate since 1996. The Czech Republic's biggest football club, Sparta Prague, have sacked manager František Straka after Sparta did very poorly in European club competition, the Champions League. Straka is being replaced by Jaroslav Hřebík, who led the club in the 2001-2002 season, but was dismissed before the end of that season. And finally, the weather. The cloudy weather we've been having recently looks set to continue for another few days at least, with temperatures due to rise from around zero now up to about 7 degrees Celsius on Friday. That's the end of the news.
You're listening to Radio Prague and I'm Peter Smith. Coming up, how do Czechs feel about the likelihood of a Muslim nation, Turkey, joining the European Union? We go out onto the streets to find out. Also,
I want to provoke on both sides, not only white side. I want to provoke all sides, I mean both gypsies and everyone who's listening.
No, not a politician, or in fact Eminem, but Gypsy, the Czech Roma rapper challenging stereotypes. We also have business news, so don't go away. The lower house of parliament on Wednesday approved the state budget for 2005. It envisages a deficit of over 80 billion Czech crowns, or 2,700 million euros, a figure which falls just short of the EU requirement that the gap in spending should not exceed 3% of GDP. However, the governing coalition, which approved the budget, claims that this is the best it can do under the circumstances. Daniela Lazarová has been onto this story. Daniela, is the budget deficit the main problem?
Well, Peter, not if you listen to what some economists are saying. Although the gap is still fairly high, I think the main problem is in how the money is actually being spent. The right-wing Civic Democrats claim that this distribution of funds will not boost economic growth and that even as it drags the country deeper into debt, it will actually take more money out of taxpayers' pockets. It is, of course, true that after years of very high deficits in public spending, it is hard politically to push through effective cuts. The way to bring down the deficit effectively would be through radical reforms of the health and pension systems, which unfortunately the government has not been able to do so far. And even the opposition acknowledges that in this respect, the government's hands are to some extent tied.
OK, well, the main opposition party, the Civic Democrats, they claim that the government is now just merely treading water. So was there no attempt on their part to try to bring down the government over such a crucial vote?
Well, the governing coalition has a slim one-vote majority in the lower house, and they used all of their votes to support the budget. So technically, it would not have been easy. They could, of course, have tried to throw a spanner in the works, since the coalition was strongly divided on spending priorities. They argued fiercely up until the last minute. But I don't think that that was the Civic Democrats' goal, really. From their point of view, the worse the government's performance gets in the coming 18 months, the bigger chance of a landslide victory for them in the next elections.
OK, Daniela, thank you very much. Moving on, with so much discussion underway in Europe over Turkey's ambitions to join the European Union, the Czech Republic has been engaged as well in this debate. The Czech government supports Turkey's ambitions, and Czech Euro MPs confirmed this support on Wednesday. But how do Czechs feel back home? Would they support Turkey joining the European Union? Here are a couple of views from people on the streets of Prague.
I have to say that if Turkey will make every conditions what European Union wants, so I think that it mustn't be a problem. It's my opinion.
It's a difficult question because I don't decide if Turkey should come to European Union because Turkey culture is very different from our culture, so I don't decide this question.
I was thinking about it, and I think they should give Turkey a chance to join and to see, you know, how it works. And maybe once they join, they will change some laws and would improve the country. I would give it a chance because we got the chance. I know there's a difference between Turkey and the Czech Republic, but I think if the EU give them a chance, things would get better.
Well, some mixed views there from Prague, but nobody we spoke to seemed to strongly be opposed to Turkish membership. We asked Bozsivoj Hnízdo from the Political Science Institute at Prague's Charles University whether he felt the Czech general public had strong opinions on the issue.
It's possible to say that Czechs in general don't have as big experience on everyday basis. We can't compare our situation with situation in Germany. There is no sizable Turkish minorities here. So for Czechs, it's especially big unknown, and this fact maybe works against Turkish membership in European Union in opinions of majority of Czechs.
Then again, Czechs are well known to be one of the least religious nations in Europe, very different from, say, Catholic Poland. So does this make Czechs more tolerant towards a Muslim country? A question again for Bozsivoj Hnízdo.
I think it, for Czechs it's not the question of religious beliefs. I think it's the feeling and opinion of Czechs that EU or EU civilization is based on some Christian principles. So it's not really connected with churches, but with these ideas. And because of this opinion, they've still got feeling that Turkey actually is not part, not only geographically, but also ideologically part of the European tradition.
That was Bozsivoj Hnízdo from the Political Science Institute at Prague's Charles University. Yes, the sound of geese there, one of many farm animals, at Tolsuf Dvor, an environmental education centre for children. The aim of the centre is to teach children about living in harmony with nature. They highlight Czech folk traditions, which are very much connected to rhythms of the natural world. This month, they've been hosting a special Christmas event. Nikola Brabanec reports.
Tolsuf Dvor is a huge Baroque complex that used to be a sheep farm. The pastures surrounding the complex are now long gone. In their place, one finds tall, grey panel apartment buildings. When you set foot on the property, you suddenly feel like you're in the idyllic countryside. This week, there was a special event for parents and their children. Families could come make candles, decorations, wrapping paper, and enjoy a live performance by a children's folk dance group.
Why I came? Because I have small son and I would like to show him Czech tradition and how to enjoy our spare time together. very natural and nice way, in my opinion.
A lot of the programs here have sort of an environmental focus. Is that important for you?
Yes, definitely. And I would like to show my son that for life it's the most important to protect environment and to live naturally.
Dolcův dvůr is a special and unusual place in the Czech Republic. Children are given all sorts of hands-on experiences of Czech folk traditions. The staff make a special effort to come up with innovative and exciting ways for the children to learn. During this family event, there was a little surprise waiting for the children. Outside, a candle-lined path led curious children to the oldest building in the complex. We're standing outside here of the live Bethlehem, and it's a very small entrance and stairs going down. Okay, so we're going in. There's a candle marking the entrance. Smell incense. Seems we're going down into almost what would be like a cellar. Uneven steps and candles. Once I made it down the ancient steps, I came to a live nativity scene. Surrounded by straw, a man and a woman gazed over baby Jesus with an angel behind them. They sang for those of us who had just come down the stairs.
Koledu nám dala, koledu nám dala.
That was Nikola Brabanec there with that report, and Petr Bikorny, our sound man, earning his salary.
Life of the Roma, ain't easy, free as a bird, but never busy. Life of the Roma, Roma let me go, strange life, life of the star.
No, that's not Eminem. It's a young Czech Romani rapper who goes by the name of Gypsy. His latest CD is called Ya Favorite CD-ROM. Have I done that right? Do it again. Ya Favorite CD-ROM, with a double pun there on ROM. Do you get it? Anyway, a play on Czech words. When Radio Prague caught up with Gypsy this week, he told us about his relationship to Romani culture, his plans, and, of course, his music.
Shabale, rumale, let's get down. Gypsies are happy and love from now. Every nation to us say no. Nobody like us, so we gotta go. Shabale, rumale, let's get down.
I'm rapping, I'm not playing in a Roma band. The question is, why not? This is a 2004. I'm looking in the future, I'm not looking in the past. The past is behind me, you know? I don't feel that these elements of Roma culture, I've been using it in instrumentals. On my album, there are live instrumentals from Roma culture. I didn't miss my music. You know, I didn't miss it. I just changed it to the future. That's it.
Yes, and why don't you try a gypsy pie?
I have forgotten all, you know, Roma language. It is not, you know, I was growing up in Czech streets with Czech people. So I've been spoken Czech all the time. I know words. I understand some, you know, pieces of language, but I don't get all language. My plan is not to stay with my music here. I've made already 3 albums before, and they are in Czech. What I wanted to do is something, you know, level up. That's it. I want to go on a level up. It means I want to do album for international scene, not only Czech scene, because why have to spend my lifetime to make another Czech album? I can make millions of Czech albums. You know what I mean.
I can travel all around, I wanna make things up. The place I'm on the rhythm will be forever rock. My home, the city I was born. Listen everyone, there is no place like home.
I wanna provoke on both sides, not only white side. I wanna provoke all sides, I mean both gypsies and everyone who's listening. I don't wanna go around, I just wanna say, if this is Coca-Cola, it is. I'm not going to say, yeah, drink some black something, no. And that's it. So I'll say, this is gypsy, this is white, and this is like that, and it's like that. The best way how to provoke for me is to make ironic, very black fun, you know, very, very black fun.
Rap is a Roma, his life is so Doma. Since I get one A, it's being with Jeff.
Bang, drum.
It was the spring of 98 when he first made his first radio.
It is all about one young gypsy. He takes drugs. I mean, he smells toluene. It's a chemical thing, you know. He's trying to describe his life, and he feels like, yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm someone, you know, I'm really cool. But he's ground zero. He's no one. So that's the track about. It is funny. It is funny that the rapper is coming to steal a car, but he's not able to steal a car because he's on the drugs and he doesn't know what he's doing. So life forever ain't easy. It's like, yeah, it's funny. It's still funny, but it's true. It's also very realistic.
Life of Paloma ain't easy, free as a bird, but never busy. Life of Paloma, Roma le pick up, strange life, life of a star. Life of Paloma ain't easy, free as a bird, but never busy. Life of Paloma, Roma le pick up.
Book him straight away. Radio Prague's Christmas party. He'll be my first choice. That was a young man called Gypsy there. Don't forget the CD's called Ya Favorite CD-ROM. Don't forget the pun there. Ya Favorite CD-ROM. Moving on though now to Brian Kennedy with Business Report.
Welcome to Business Report. I'm Brian Kennedy. This week, we look at the sale of TV Nova, the country's most successful network, back to the very broadcasting group from which it was stolen some 5 years ago. Don't touch that dial. The soap opera is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, here's Kate Barrett with a look at the week's other business news.
The 2005 federal budget was approved this week. All 101 coalition MPs were present for Wednesday's vote, ensuring it was passed by the 200-seat lower house. The budget envisages a deficit of over 80 billion Czech crowns, 2.7 trillion euros. It now has to be signed by the president. The main opposition Civic Democrats criticized the budget, saying it would not foster growth and meant the country was living in ever more debt. Meanwhile, the Czech Republic's current account deficit rose to $561 million in October, official figures showed this week. The figures were slightly better than expected. The Eurozone is by far the Czech Republic's biggest trading partner, and a strong crown has hurt the balance of payments by making Czech exports more expensive and foreign imports cheaper. The tourism-driven service sector continues to post surpluses. The lower house of parliament has passed an amendment to the energy law, under which the Czech electricity and gas markets should be liberalized by 2007. As of next year, large companies should be able to choose their supplier of natural gas. The Orko Property Group, a leading investor and developer in the Central European real estate market, is planning a dual listing of its shares and convertible bonds on the Prague Stock Exchange early next year. Market analysts hope the placement will give new life to the sleepy Prague Bourse, which had not had a single initial public offering until this summer, when the Zentiva Pharmaceuticals company made a $280 million placement. The Minister for Labour and Social Affairs has said that the government will raise the subsistence level slightly as of next year to 4,300 crowns, the equivalent of about $180 per month. However, in future, the ministry still intends to cut the subsistence level payment and introduce a new welfare system that encourages people to be more active in looking for work.
Thanks, Kate. And now to our main feature. The media group owned by U.S. billionaire Ronald Lauder is set to retake control of TV Nova, the Czech commercial station network that was once the group's flagship. The U.S. ambassador to Prague described the purchase as the largest U.S. direct investment in the history of the Czech Republic that showed investors renewed confidence in the stability of the country. But apart from the size of the deal, what makes the sale especially noteworthy is that the buyer, Central European Media Enterprises, or CME, is in essence buying back its own stolen property.
You owned the station. It was stolen from you. The International Arbitration Panel gave you $360 million, roughly, and you were now buying it back for a valuation roughly $1.1 billion. If you were to do that kind of transaction with each of your stations, you could go broke in a hurry. Given that you got taken in the Czech Republic the first time, What confidence do you have that you won't be taken a second time?
That question, put forth by Steve Farley, the head of Farley Capital Management Group, came in a conference call that CME held with financial analysts and journalists on Monday. Although not a strictly accurate assessment of the deal in financial terms, the details of which have not yet been disclosed, the question did illustrate the odd nature of the battle for TV Nova. But CME, which now operates stations in Slovakia, Romania, Croatia, Slovenia, and Ukraine, says it is not dwelling on the past, but rather looking forward to sealing a deal that is good for its shareholders. CME, in fact, is expected to double its turnover by acquiring TV Nova, which it helped launch in 1994. Chief Executive Michael Guerin.
TV Nova, as measured by its all-day audience share, is the largest and most successful network in Europe. And I would like to underscore Europe, not Eastern Europe. And just very quickly, with a 43.4% all-day share, followed by public television in Croatia, 42.8%, the News Corp station in Bulgaria, 40.6%, NRK, the state television in Norway, 40.6%, our station, TV Morkeza in Slovenia, 39.9%.
And on and on. The point being, TV Nova has an audience share that is the envy of the rest of Europe, worth paying a premium for. There is speculation that CME is looking to recoup its investment by charging more for advertising spots, although the Czech ad rates are already nearly one-third higher than in Hungary, for example. But back to our tale. 5 years ago, the former general director of TV Nova and main license holder, Vladimir Zelezny, broke off from his American partners at CME and began broadcasting with new partners, in violation of contractual agreements. In 2001, Zelezny was ordered by a Czech court to pay Mr. Lauder $29 million in damages. The financial group PPF, which is owned by Petr Kellner, the Czech Republic's richest man, paid the sum in 2002 when it acquired control over the station. Lauder also won arbitration proceedings in Stockholm against the Czech state, which he accused of failing to protect his investment. The Czech government paid out an additional $354 million in 2003. Zelezny, who was himself forced out of TV Nova by the current owners, was elected to the Czech Senate a couple of years later, despite facing charges of tax evasion and harming creditors. His fellow senators stripped Zelezny of immunity from prosecution. But this June, he packed up for Brussels to become a member of the European Parliament. MEPs, in fact, were due this week to discuss lifting Zelezny's immunity, so that he can face prosecution in the Czech Republic. In the meantime, CME will pay about $642 million in cash and shares to the PPF Financial Group for a controlling interest in TV Nova. By some estimates, PPF, which will retain a minority interest in the network, will have made over $340 million by buying TV Nova and reselling it. That's about the same amount that Czech taxpayers had to pay out in compensation for the theft of TV Nova.
Another business report, same time next week. That's it from us today here at Radio Prague. But don't forget, please do get in touch. The address, Radio Prague, 12099 Prague 2, the Czech Republic. Once again, Radio Prague, 12099 Prague 2, the Czech Republic. If you're feeling very brave, you can even write the name of the street, Vinohradská. No prizes for getting it correct, though. Anyway, also the email, english@radio.cz. English@radio.cz. There'll be lots of special Christmas programs and features coming over the next week or so, so stay tuned for those here on Radio Prague. That's it, as I said, for now. From me, Peter Smith, until next time, I'm going to leave you with a very talented young man who I'm sure we're going to hear more from. He's called Gypsy, and this is from your favorite CD-ROM. See you next time. Bye-bye. Baby, long big, you play to, you pull to, I show to. Baby,
ready to fall like Hiroshima ain't a want to. I'm puppet of the past, very over present. Hasn't been nonsense, but in the front to be in prison. Like your breaks to spectrum, I come in many principles. Only thing I'm feeling tell you and the thing technical. No pill! Whoa. And you trust the man, cause the moon is in the arm, mom. Whole universe is coming to stop the man. We get ready to war with no equipment. But I have to end the slavery, then my life is a bride. Give me pain, cane of enemies, I'll finish my life. Cross liberty, ride me to the source of mystery. How God, see my life like a price. The pulse are spiked for pulse, millennium's gone. Kill it all, arouse the war, carry round on. Spread me with bomb, no matter if it was sold. Gun talk, kill all, outlaws or ignorance. You stick into my home like I'm conspirator. I hope that be words in this world, you misuse me. My love was used in the same ways. I hope in the same, but I betrayed. Blue pill, why do you run high? I warn, whole universe comes to you. Blue pill, it's bound to you. 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 Bound to you. Mother Earth's all rape, crying for disrespect. I heard anthem of that, it looks bad. Instead of a drum, we go into dreadful decay, dismay. This point we break to be routed for all days. Troubles like me, fuck up, we'll kill your dreams. We came to prophecy, the true positive or negative. But maybe better be, we never born, of course. Living you alone in last days, day comes. Who knows, I know, my eyes can't be blind. I was born to see how you all die, oh my. Damn all, the secret government made us lost. You saw my cover body, but you can't see ghosts. I'm the nation, same I was born like a second in Czech region. But many other liberties sack the gift second to your own destruction. Fundamental of me is that I can't resign my function.
Thank you.